Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Deion James. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Howell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Brauchardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Randy Reddy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards first. Pachyuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Brauchardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Brauchardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards first. Pachyuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brauchardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauchardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston strikes out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McClure. Fletcher moves to second. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Pachyorek reaches second base with a double. Fletcher scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pachyorek moves to third. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pachyorek scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a pop-up towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yount moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brouillard. The throw from Hill and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Hill reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk pinch runs for Mark Hill. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law bunts towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Pete Ladd now pitching. Greg Walker pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Cruz scores. Fletcher moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing center field. Tom Paciorek now playing right field. Carlton Fisk now catching. Mike Squires now playing first base. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Brouillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lozinski strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Salome Barojas now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Mark Brouwhart. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.